Kindly step all the way in, please. Make room for everyone. Welcome, foolish mortals. This is the perfect pour.
This podcast is a haunted mansion of haunts. Welcome to the Perfect Porch Show, about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Hey, Matt, we're all here.
Yep.
All here this week.
We made it.
All hands on deck.
Even Louie decided to show up.
Louie's here. Can you believe it? He never misses. Louie never misses. And so the next couple hours, we're going to be hanging out with you, drinking some beers. Hopefully good ones.
Yeah.
And talking about them and talking about some beer releases to look out for. And the listeners of this show are going to call us, maybe even share their own podcasts with us.
What?
And some beer and culture things are going to happen. All of this. Before the show, we had some tailgating beers. We had one from Fort Point donated to the show.
By Marco.
It's Animal.
He actually works for Fort Point.
What? Oh, look at him.
He was,
this is an industry bear.
He was driving through town, and my coworker, Ricky, convinced him to stop by. And
they got to stop by, bro.
They did a little trade ski, and so we got some beers for the show, and he got some Tioga beverages to take down.
Trade ski, bait ski. What did we trade him?
Tioga beer.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
I remember that.
Yeah, I remember it too. I approved that. This is their tropical IPA called Animal. We also had a Drake's Brewing 1500 Pale.
Oh, I didn't get that.
No. What? There it is.
I didn't know that either.
Oh.
Are you sure we had this?
Well, I had it. And I enjoyed it, and it was delicious.
It was supposed to be for you to put in your shelf of things you drink this week. But
oops.
He's very bad at that. I'm like, this is for you. And then he still opens it. He's like, I thought you meant open it.
Open it now. Oh, for me to open now.
As you're talking to him, he's opening and drinking.
This is for you.
He's done that before. And I'm like, this is
for later.
It's like you're supposed to drink this when you're, you know, scrounging around the fridge, moving around the barley wines. And you're just like, I just want a beer.
Yeah, that is a good one for that. Oh, well.
Just want a beer.
And we had one from Vern that gave us the old,
hop old freshener.
Citrus and piney.
Yeah. Hop freshener series.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's all caught up on the drinking. Now we have a Wazoo Corvette beer I see waiting to be opened.
Yeah, well, we got to catch up because we didn't have that 1500.
Oh, okay. So. Damn it. It's there. It's there. Waiting for something to happen of importance.
Oh, it'll wait.
Oh, it'll wait. It's not. It's blazing hot in the garage, so it'll be fine for a while.
Post-summer pre-freezing. Freezing.
Yep. The heater has not been turned on yet.
Culture. I smell dirt.
Is this the podcast where we talk about the Star Wars trailer culture?
Why not?
Oh, no. Wait, I'm confused.
I saw it, and then I did the same thing that I did last time. I went immediately to YouTube and said, please break this down for me.
And Where's my immediate breakdown?
Some guy did that and explained all the things I didn't see. All 23 things I didn't see.
I've already got the breakdown of it. In this shot, you'll see Kylo Ren holding this and we all know that what that is part of the Darth Vader's suit from Empire Strikes Back. And actually, it's not Empire Strikes Back. A lot of people think it's Empire Strikes Back, but it's not actually. No, it's actually from Return of the Jedi. The original actor was not there during that, but everyone thinks it is. And actually, I don't know what's going on anymore.
Wow. I feel like I'm there. I think Mikey does all the breakdowns.
Yeah. That's me. No, there is a Get Off My Podcast.
Mm.
Trent and I did do our trailer reaction.
Wow.
Episode.
Was that a commercial?
We talked more about Harrison Ford's projects than the trailer, so.
Yeah, I was like,
spoiler alert.
Wasn't he like, maybe, no, not even.
He died.
Yeah.
I remember. But I saw it.
He died.
But I mean, crashed, like, Nick.
But there's possibly multiple Force ghosts.
Force ghosts.
In which I guess Harrison could be that now. And so they could all just come back.
We didn't see him die. He just fell a long, long way.
He got a lightsaber through his gut. I mean, he's done.
Okay.
But maybe you'll hear from him. You just don't know. Magic forces.
Because they do a lot of
Force ghosts.
No, he can't be a Force ghost, but he can be a Force ghost.
Not honorary. Not throwbacks, but what is it?
Force backs.
Yeah, they do a lot of Force backs.
Yeah.
It's a Star Wars term.
That sounds scary.
It's like they honor the original series a lot just because, like, there's, you know, like all of them in the spaceship. They revive old characters and kind of, you know, tie things together nicely in this.
This is the ending of 9 episodes of film, so.
Wow.
Ah, was that enough?
Yeah, that was plenty.
Who's directing this time?
I don't know. Oh, J.J. Abrams.
Oh, he's back.
Mr. J.J. Abrams, wrapping it up. Matt, we haven't heard from you in a while. Well, we did hear from you last week, actually. You just weren't in the studio. But what do you got culturally going on this week?
We need our own BART train. That was fun to go drink at places.
Woo!
It BART! We rode from Berkeley to San Francisco for $4 one way on the train.
$4!
Took 20 minutes to get across, and it drops you off.
Jeez, 20
minutes. It drops you off around the corner from Beer 30 and Cellar Maker. So you can't complain about that.
I took that route once.
And then we took it from Berkeley down to San Leandro. That was only $3. And that dropped you off walking distance from Drake's. So
nice.
I would probably do more drinking in different locations if it was easy as jumping on the BART.
If you had old BART hanging around.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, other people looked like they were very busy and like doing things, but I was just like, I'm going to a brewery.
Laptopping.
Suckers.
Podcast listening.
Yeah, maybe. I'm in a tunnel, John. I can't talk right now. Just push them all through. All the paperwork. Just get the paperwork done and push it through. I don't know. I got some Yahoo next to me with a beer. It looks like he's drinking.
And I was also the guy that was researching BART facts. I was like, average speed of 35 miles per hour can go up to 70. Okay.
Ooh.
And I think it runs off 1,000 volts.
Mm. 1,000 volts.
That'll give you a little wake up.
Yeah, which is a...
Don't pee on the rail.
So if you drop your Pop-Tart on the tracks, don't pick it up.
But it's a Pop-Tart. Is it a brown sugar one? Does it have butter on it?
Brown sugar.
Is it warm?
Strawberry. That was the only one.
Strawberry? Brown sugar, bro. Strawberry's just...
It's not Pop-Tart s'mores. Talk, okay?
S'mores Pop-Tart. Ooh,
that sounds like a good podcast. I'd be into that.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Did
I love gold?
Did he donate this
first one? Beer of the episode? Wazoo Corvette. I think that might be yours, maybe. Because you were like, hey, give me some beers.
I think I got that one from MGA.
Oh. This could be a Wazoo Corvette beer. This could be a Matt.
I don't think it is.
Matt's recording beer.
Whoa.
Remember seeing this.
Smells like one of them Kerns.
On the shelf and going, all right.
Moonraker. Amelia.
Taste it before you read the description.
Amelia Earhart.
Yep, that's Kearns. That's not a beer.
Oh. Ew. Tropical. This is a... This is like an Orange Julius, the pina colada.
Power salt.
You ever had a pina colada at Orange Julius? Power salt.
Power salt.
And I was like, power salt.
It's a coconut IPA.
Oh, no, it's not.
Pina colada.
No.
It's Moonraker, no. Dude.
No. It's Moonraker, dude. It's got to be good.
Yeah, I'm like 99% sure about that.
All right.
Yeah. 99.
Well, now we're blaming Matt.
That's fine. It's not my fault you can't appreciate the finer things.
Coconut IPA.
Finer Things Club.
Give me your modestly priced coconut IPA. All right. It is what it is. It is what we thought it was. Coconut IPA.
Did we?
Maybe he also bought one.
Did we, though?
Maybe we both bought the beer. He's probably screaming at his radio. He's like, no, you bought it. I want to buy that shit.
He's really confused if he's screaming at his radio.
You're stupid.
Hey. Is this in KRZR? Is that what's going on?
Oh, there's so many times when I'm listening to Flowing with Famous, and I'm like, if I was there, I could answer this for you.
I could actually correct you, guys.
Or you guys could have asked, phoned a friend, and I would have answered it for you. Nope.
No, we choose to.
Here we go.
We choose to get things wrong.
Misinform everybody.
Sit there and figure things out on the air.
You got to give them something to do.
So what were we talking about, Matt?
Bart beers.
Oh, Bart beers.
Does Bart have a Bart cart?
There's a Bart. No. There's Beers Damn by it. Bart account. There's an account like a Instagram or Twitter that's called Beers by Bart.
Ah.
You can follow it.
Yeah.
Amtrak has a Bart.
They're cart. Very... What? No food, no drink on the train. Yeah,
man, who ruined it? Which one of you
Amtrak,
ruined it?
Amtrak, you can have all the Labatt's Blue you want.
Too many double ciders and people barfing.
Yep. Oh yeah, can see that.
Woo!
Woo! Yeah, drinking. we have beers by Amtrak.
Yeah, nice pale ale for you.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing by the Madeira stop. Just FYI.
No nothing. Beers.
No.
No stops.
Don't get off in the Madeira because there's nothing for you.
A little South D Street action. What's going on?
No, it's North North.
Oh, North North.
Oh, that all the things you got there?
Yeah.
All right.
I looked at news and nothing looked interesting. So nothing looked interesting. Just put a Bart in Fresno. Great, thanks.
More pumpkin beers.
Yeah, get a station out here. They got it all the way out to Pleasanton. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going.
Got to do something with them high-speed rail tracks.
Mm-hmm. Nick. Wow. Damn it.
Well, I'm leaving.
I'll never do this. I'll never be able to not do it.
The way I wrote culture looks like cilantro, so now I want tacos.
Cilantro. Oh, you like cilantro on your tacos?
I like... Like, if I have a taco made out of a burrito, tortilla size.
Okay.
And then if you put two leaves of cilantro,
uh-huh.
That's perfect.
Huh. You just want a little bit just in there. Just a little ting of cilantro in there. That's it. You don't want to be like, oh, cilantro.
Cilantro and avocado taco, please.
Cilantro and avocado. Avocado.
I was down in Venice. Eating tacos.
Too much cilantro.
They ran out of cilantro. I wasn't sure what to do.
So I left there.
It's a good thing it's right next to El Cerrito.
I understand the flavor of the little bit of that. Yeah, I think I might be with you on that.
Cilantro.
But they overuse it.
A tiny bit is good, and then it can get out of hand quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, people are just like tossing it on there and big chunks of it.
Yeah.
Like, no, stop that. Not needed.
It's a hint, just a hint.
So what is culturally? What's your cilantro?
What's my cilantro
stuff?
Cilantro. Well, it is an odd year, right? 2019.
Sure.
That means Utopias is back.
Oh. Yeah, people have been talking about that.
Yeah, it's $210 this year. Still, I've never had it.
Me neither. But Kat, if we had $210,
mm-hmm.
would we be able to get it here in Fresno? Would we be able to like get someone to just send it to us? Or we have to be somewhere?
Oh, no, sir. We are a Total Wine city now.
Oh, Total Wine's carrying
it? Total Wine has it. One per customer.
Wow.
I think they probably got half a dozen bottles.
Huh. You think ours does?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, interesting.
Maybe not by now, but they did when it was released a week and a half ago.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Never gonna get it.
We'll have to save some Patreon money in 2021. We'll get a Utopia bottle.
So this year, it's only 28%. Weak. Blended with beers up to 24 years old.
Wow. Blended with beers that won't have any flavor left at all.
Booze,
but they'll be boozy.
Caramel booze. So there is that. Ready for some local news?
Oh, yeah. I know people love local.
Love local. Clovis adds another brewery to its list of breweries.
What's this one?
Ish Brewing.
Ish?
ISH.
Oh, okay.
But they are in one of the weirdest places to put a brewery in Clovis. Which might work out for them after all.
The whole damn town's weird, okay? Yeah.
So they're in a strip mall between the airport and the Sierra Vista Mall.
Okay.
Kind of Tarpy Village-ish,
yeah.
If you know the area.
Right.
Next to a gun store and a barbecue pit.
Woo!
So this is either going to work out great because they're right down from the airport. They're probably the closest airport brewery now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you get off the plane, Uber to the closest brewery.
You're like, I got a 2-hour layover in Fresno. What's the closest brewery? Do it.
Yeah. Or if you're shopping at the mall, you go down and have a beer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. See, the other breweries seem to focus in Old Town so far.
Yeah.
This one's off.
Huh.
Off the path.
So it's a full tap room then. It's not like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brewery and tap room.
Is it open now? When is it open?
November 15.
Okay. So November 15. So actual opening be July
2026.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look out for that.
Look out for that. God, can't get the California out of my head now.
We were watching the Californians before before the show started, so we're randomly referencing the Californians, if you're wondering. Like, what the hell do they keep referencing?
Why are you talking like that?
Why the hell do they keep talking like that?
I got fooled for a second. There's a Instagram handle called PT Brew Co. And they post satirical, hypothetical labels.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of theirs was the Amazon Prime Pale Ale with the Amazon Prime logo glued to a 16-ounce beer can. And it seemed crazy enough to me at first where I believed it.
You're like, oh.
It's like, yep, this is where we're at now.
Looking out for.
But I do not believe it is true. But
I'd search for it if it existed.
One day delivery on Prime Pale Ale.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would even be cold. Like that's how Amazon would.
Maybe. If it's coming from this Whole Foods here.
Cold to your door.
Mm-hmm.
Just no drinking at the Amazon lockers. Please.
Oh.
What else? Oh, Thrillist.com.
Yes.
Thank you.
They like to post beer-related articles.
Being we're in October, we like spooky things.
Uh-huh.
How about the 13 essential American craft breweries of
2019?
No?
You get, yeah, I want to hear them. You got the list.
Suarez Family Brewery, Hudson, New York.
Okay.
Established 2016.
Oh, totally. Nope. Haven't heard of them.
Oh, yeah.
These are, you're supposed to be looking out for.
All right. I'm looking out for it.
These are the essential American craft breweries. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. No hazy hop bombs from these guys.
Oh, my God. How are they going to survive?
I don't know. Oh, this guy trained under Hill Farmstead. Now are you interested?
Sure.
Okay. It's going to be a full farmhouse.
Give me all the saisons, please.
Yeah.
Bell's Brewing, established 1985.
Well, everyone knows no. Bell's, yeah.
Okay, all right, fine. The Alchemist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heady, they might as well, they should just call themselves Heady Topper Brewing. Nobody like refers them as the Alchemist. It's like, oh, you mean Heady Topper?
Oh.
No, it's one of their beers. No, Heady Topper.
Is that like the 805 brewery?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The 805 brewery, they should make something other than the 805. But, I don't know, works for them.
Oh. Blunk. Weldworks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Greenlee, Colorado.
Good. We calling in Janine, giving us some love works before.
Well, I would name drop if I walked in there.
Calling in Janine. Just walk in.
That's not how you name drop. Call you don't just Janine. Walk in and start yelling their names.
Somebody said the name drop.
No.
Let's walk in. Calling in Janine.
Calling in Janine.
Mutzer? Calling in Janine. Okay. Yeah. Drop them. Dropping their name. Colin and Janine. Okay, sir.
We should have t-shirts made with their names on it if we ever go to Colorado. Yeah.
Yep. Friends of Colin and Janine. Friend of Colin and Janine.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, you're a friend of Colin and Janine? Yeah.
If found, please return to.
Yeah, because it's very possible I could be laying in somebody's yard in Colorado. That elevation messes up your drinking. Get drunker quicker, I think, or something.
You're get drunker or you're quicker?
Like, oh, look. Oh, God. Honey, there's a man sleeping in their yard. Look at his shirt, honey. What's his shirt say? Oh, it says property of Colin and Janine. Oh, yeah. I'll give him a call.
Check him for one of those medical bracelets.
We all, it's, you know, it's Colorado. We all know each other.
It says IPA.
Oh, yeah. I know who that is.
IPA positive.
Hey, Colin, I've got one of your buds over here. It's in my yard. Okay. I'll come out there.
That's not why I'm mad, though. Can you tell them when they pass out to keep their pants on?
Yeah. It's really unsightly. I don't want to go out there and put a blanket over him. It's scary.
As if he died on the side of the road.
You know?
Ugh. All right, there we go.
Wow, Matt was top pouring his top pour.
We got a new beer.
It's
a crowler.
It's a crowler, so you got to get a full pour. And it's from Fieldwork. Okay. So
yeah, Matt gave that a if you perfect don't, pour. Right
if you
there.
Don't give it a regular pour and it's Fieldwork, you obviously don't have faith in
them. Wow.
Shame on you.
Look at that. I got to take a picture while we're recording a show. It's such a perfect pour.
Bless you, Louis. All right.
That's not cool.
I don't know where we are at, but let's
we're there.
Carry on. Bale Breaker Brewing Company out of Yakima, Washington.
Heard of them.
Established 2013. Blah, blah, blah. Frim Family Brewers.
Yes.
Hood River, Oregon.
Yeah. Very popular.
They would use that little glass.
Yeah, Mikey's got to work tomorrow. He doesn't want to get drunk. I mean, today.
It's a 6% stout.
Oh, my God. 6%.
Come on.
Oh, that's a jury duty beer.
New Galerius Brewing Company.
Are you still on jury duty?
No, done.
Oh, okay.
Was Canson. Hang him. Hang him high.
He was guilty.
Guilty of being so innocent.
Wow.
Actually, nobody knows.
Nobody's innocent. This is, what's this called? Shit tickles?
Shtickless.
Shit tickles. Oh, I have a shit tickles.
You guys got still got any of that shit tickles? All right, I don't call it a Janine.
Bit tickles. You got to have that checked out.
Oh.
Last time I ate prickly pear. Damn vegans.
This is like a stout.
Why do I hear? What is that noise?
That was me chewing.
Yeah, we're not used to Matt being here.
Yeah. Oh, Matt. Hey, when did you get here? Did you take the 405 again?
He took the 99 North.
Firestone Walker.
Hang, 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 hang. What else?
Jester King.
Oh. Yep.
Brewery.
They're a brewery. I've heard of them.
Austin. Austin, Texas. Burial Beer Company. Asheville, North Carolina.
Mmm.
No? Yes? No.
Yeah. I'll go there.
Notch Brewing.
One day.
Salem, Massachusetts.
Notch, heard of them. I think we've had a Notch beer before. Once, probably would have been. Mmm.
Czech Lager, IPA, or Schwarz beer to a Berliner Weiss. Three Floyds.
Yeah, metal.
Munster, Indiana. Indian Summer. Creature Comforts Brewing Company.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, that's end of list.
From Georgia. And end of list. Georgia.
To repeat, plus press zero.
Yes.
Good list.
Good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Looking out for us. Add those to your looking out for us, kids.
All right. They're all added.
Wales, bro.
You hashtag. Can make it a looking out for list on tap.
Because only 13 out of the 7,000 breweries matter.
That's right.
Ooh. I think Matt's throwing shade at
no, I'm just, Arkel. It's, wow. Obviously, they've done their research.
Mm-hmm. Just not in Fresno.
Yeah. No Central Cali beers.
I mean, come on. Can't even.
Top 13 can't breweries of
silver,
Fresno.
Go. Can't get a silver brewing? Wow. Top 13 in Fresno. Yeah. Oh, boy. Well. Scotty B Brewing, number one.
Number one.
Untapped. The new update. There's a new update, and then this update.
Photos and DMs.
If you're one of the supporters, you get to rate now. Get to rate with using a point system instead of, you know, everything's 3.5, 4.0, 4.5. You get to rate 0.1. So you can rate something a 4.2, 5. Oh, well, no, wait, doesn't work. 2.8, 3.2. Could do all, you can more wow. Precise rating now. Precision. If you're a supporter. So they're doing their own version of Patreon. It's their patrons get to do a little bit extra.
Wow.
For a supporter. Maybe I should be a supporter. I feel like I need to do the point system.
No.
I need to get off of my everything's 4.0 rating.
Yeah. So now you vary from 3.9 to 4.2. Yeah,
I can go to 3.8 or 4.2.
So you had 10 ratings before? Now you got 50 ratings?
Oh, very good. Yeah. I guess so. Huh.
I don't know.
Give something a 0.1.
0.1.
That is like, I have acknowledged this is a beer, but it is all across the board terrible.
Not my style. 0.1.
Not my style. 0.0. All right.
It's not enough to make me become a supporter.
Ooh.
Wow.
Come on, you hear that on tap? You got to come up with some more stuff.
Matt wants those some picture DMs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, DM, picture DMs.
Yeah.
Wow. How's that on tap? Are you listening? So
just by Snapchat, in other words.
just use Snapchat. I mean, some people use Snapchat as Untappd, basically, more or less.
Wow.
I mean,
he's talking about himself.
Yeah. Some people. I don't know who, but some people.
Oh boy.
Some cool, really cool people.
Do you live stream your rating?
Yeah.
4.0. Not hazy enough.
You ready, guys? When am I going to rate this, huh? That's enough. Other than, I think this was big. XLPero was bringing that up. Bear Republic. Looks like they're going to be moving from their OG spot or closing the OG spot up there in Healdsburg because of some leasing battles.
Man.
Not because they're doing badly, just because the lease is not working out. So I've been there. It's a cool place.
Yeah. So I freaked myself out because I went to Yard House once again.
Yeah.
Still no Racer 10 on tap, even though it's on the menu.
Ooh.
So then I see this headline. And I'm like, crap. No Racer 10.
Uh-oh.
Bear Republic closing. It's the end. It's the end.
You're like, start telling people around the bar.
It's over.
Honey, it's over. Bear Republic's done.
They're done. They're folding.
They're done.
They're selling out. But then it was just, you know.
You ever sit at the bar at Yard House?
No,
always
usually last time was high top bar table, so in the bar area.
Oh, okay.
But sometimes we luck out and get the booth, the nice window booth.
Yeah.
Where you see
see all the people in the river parks.
Oh,
I like the window booths next to the keg room.
Yeah, no.
That's my favorite.
Well, the ones on the rear, so the wall of the keg room. It mm-hmm. turns and into the first windows of the place, which is still the back corner of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Overlooks the traffic circle. And that's the best spot to watch people not know how to navigate a traffic circle.
Ooh.
Oh, man. That makes for some great people watching.
the sniper seat. I saw that being talked about. You know, if you're in a restaurant bar.
Yeah.
The best seat to have is the sniper seat, the quote unquote sniper seat, which is like next to the bar, but it's its own booth can see everything going on in the restaurant.
Ooh.
And it's called the sniper seat.
Does Yard House have one of these?
Oh, it sounds like you're describing the sniper seat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the back.
Yeah, you can.
But it's got a window.
Nobody can be watching you. Like, you see everybody. Nobody can be, like, sneakily watching you.
Mm-hmm.
You're watching everybody else. That's my favorite spots in the restaurants.
That is a good spot.
You get in the corner and you're just like, all right. It's that mafia-style seat where nobody can... You can watch everyone coming in. Yeah.
I like it.
I do that in the dive bars, too. Yeah, get those spots.
Sniper seat.
Well, that's enough culture. I mean, really, how much culture can one person take a beer anyway?
We didn't talk about ciders this week. What's wrong with us?
Yeah, really. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer? Tell me you're driving. Got a plain old stout down here. Nick, you got a big old glass. Sorry.
Get it out of here. Varmint.
Hey. So Chew Your Beer's on the second week of fasting, voicemail fasting.
Wow.
I don't think we'll see him. We'll hear from him, I mean. I don't know.
Did you preview the calls?
I didn't. No, I'm just seeing the Twitter buzz.
Ah,
and Chew seems to be still keeping to his word of not calling until he gets some DDH. He wants a case of DDH, which feels excessive. I got to say it. Right now, it feels excessive. It's a lot of it's beer.
A little high. It's a little
it's
high.
It's a lot of beer. A lot of beer. Let's start out the voice mouse. Who's the first one of the week? Who can it be? You got a voice? You got a guess?
Scotty B.
Hey guys, what's going on, Pretty Poor?
Ah, Conjunction's back.
The Traveling for Beer podcast.
Yes! Yes!
I am Janine.
And this is Colin.
And we are going to talk about our adventures traveling for beer.
Yes.
We've had some good times drinking beer and traveling. It's kind of one of the favorite things I can think of to do.
So specifically, we traveled to Germany.
Well, hang on. Back up a minute. Oh. We want to tell to your beer.
Already tension in this podcast.
A million. We're currently drinking a Pachalito Pale Ale at the kitchen table.
And it is tasty.
Tasty, delicious. You guys are missing out if you haven't had it.
It is awesome, Chew. You're cool. Thank you very much.
So just imagine how much we're going to enjoy this during this little podcast with a podcast. So anyway.
Right. So we got to Germany in Berlin, and we started out at BrewDog, which I know is Scottish, but it's okay. We started out there.
Scottish.
We really liked Dead Pony. And
so it's weird. Like, in Germany doesn't really have bars. They're all restaurants. So this place actually was a brewery bar situation. So it was kind of like a little bit different than most of the spots out in Germany.
Right. So we got a bunch of beer, but they had beer to go there. And I got this beer called Smooth Mover, which was an IPA from this Fierst Weicheck.
Fierst.
Yes, thank you. Brewery in Germany. And let me tell you, this beer made me totally go wowzers in my trousers.
I saw it personally happen.
It was amazing.
I saw it by the Berlin Wall.
This brewing company also did a beer called Cloud Theory that we discovered at a little tap room and Protocol in Germany.
Yeah, this place Protocol, if anybody goes to Berlin and you like beer, I assume everybody loves New Lights beer, this place Protocol, definitely go there. They have an amazing tap list. We had Cantillon there. They had New England IPAs from France, Russia, and Berlin that were like just amazing.
Mm-hmm. And Belgium.
And Belgium, yeah.
Yeah, they had all kinds of good beer.
Which was extremely unusual. I mean, everywhere you go, there's like four beers.
They had New England IPAs that were like brewed in freaking Germany. Which is weird.
100% top notch.
100%. So our favorite German breweries, though, we had, how do you say that, honey?
That's the Fürst.
No, West.
Oh, Weinstefana. We get it here, too. They make everything from Dunkels to Hefeweizens. They were
Weiss good. Beer, Keller beer. We had that Keller beer was really good.
Keller and Zwickel.
We really liked the Keller beer. When we went to Oktoberfest, Spatentent was one of our favorite tents.
Mm-hmm. Lowenbrau had a great tent.
Ooh, and a restaurant. We went to their restaurant in Baden-Baden. They gave us like free little bottles of schnapps, which was really cool.
That was kind of cool.
And they have food.
I got a mug from them.
He did get a mug from them.
That was kind
of
cool.
Right, and Erdinger had a brewery right outside of Munich.
Erdinger.
Right, Erdinger. In Erdinger, yeah. And so that place is cool, too. We really like that beer. We kind of gravitated towards the Dunkels, I would say, and the Keller beers. We liked those probably the best out of all the beers. Oh, and the Oktoberfest.
All right, so we're out of time for you to do your next thing. I don't know, you want to do the Back to the Future thing now?
Yeah,
yes,
well, there's two
do.
Of us, so Mikey's going to let us go a little bit over.
Geez.
So I'm gonna ask a question. Well, we have one question for you guys. Is where would you guys go if you could travel anywhere for beer? That's our question to you guys. Now, here's my theory about Back to the Future just real quick. Is since Marty went back and his mom was like so in love with him and he was so influential with him getting
Super
his mom and dad
bone.
Together and everything, wouldn't you think that when he went back to the current time that he came from, the 80s, that his oldest brother would have been named Marty, and that his name would have been Calvin, because his mom thought his name was Calvin Klein. So I think that would have been funnier if that would have happened. So just let me know what you guys think.
Well, have some fun.
Yeah.
Let us know your travel aspirations or possible recos. And,
for beer?
For beer, yeah. Keep up the good
work. Guys. Bye.
Bye. What a good show.
Okay.
Traveling.
So we got like 2 more hours to talk about this. Right?
Yep. Yep. We're ready for this revelation about Back to the Future. Should they have named their oldest son Marty?
Mm-hmm.
Why did they wait till their third kid, the name Marty?
Mm.
I'm waiting for Nick.
This is me thinking about it.
Yeah.
Where's the like looking up something on Google?
Maybe they're like, at that point, you know, it's been many years. So they're like, yeah, we like Marty, but, you know, not the first one. Like, let's wait.
I don't know. Maybe they just knew. Maybe they looked at the kid and go, nope, not it.
Nah, that's not a Marty.
That's not a Marty.
That's not the Marty Calvin. I know.
Isn't he a dreamboat?
Isn't he a dream?
Oh, I want a boner.
He's your son.
It's like kissing my brother. Yeah, I get that.
You drink too? You smoke too?
Sound like my mother.
Jeez, starting to sound like my mother.
I got no answer for this. I got no logical answer for this.
I think it would have been cool, but then it would have been confusing. That would have been like, she's telling him,
McFly.
Like, calling him Calvin. Like, what?
Yeah, and no mention of how much he resembles that character. Resembles Calvin Klein.
That boy that hung around high school for a week and got us together. Named Marty. And that Doc guy.
Yeah. My uncle, Doc. Uncle Doc.
I like how when they were in the past and they went to the high school and Doc was just with him, Marty, in the halls and during class. He's just there.
No big deal.
This is fine. This is fine.
Nobody notices.
And just standing there with everyone, with all the high schoolers. The older wacky scientist guy is just standing in the halls.
Maybe he was known as a professor.
Yeah,
scientist. Like,
oh, he's always here.
Maybe he guest lectured on science and weather experiments.
All right. Sure. Now we're really getting into the weeds.
Oh, boy.
Way to go, Colin and Janine.
Yeah. Thanks.
Give us more Back to the Future stuff to chew on if that was sufficient enough for you.
Tow your car.
Hey, what's up to the good folks at the Perfect Pour Podcast?
That's us.
This is Tap Savvy.
Hey.
Tap Savvy on Untapped and Instagram anyway. So I just wanted to reach out to you guys and thank you for the mention on the podcast regarding my Apple Podcast reviews that I kind of corralled the family and said, look here, fam, we have to support the Perfect Pour Podcast. So let's
support
do this
for the family.
So I got called a bunch of names, got made fun of by my family, and did those reviews. And I am glad you guys enjoyed them. Thanks for the mention, though, because I let my wife and kids listen to that portion of your podcast, and they had a field day. It was a riot. Everybody was laughing and cracking up for a good half an hour. So nice. Thank you for that. So wanted to say what's up, guys, and first-time caller, long-time listener, thought I should say that, and give you guys some heads up. If you guys are west of Phoenix sometime soon, right, Tap Savvy Beer Bar will be open before Thanksgiving. Oh, so keep a lookout for that
area.
Come on in and we'll take care of you.
Nice.
A couple other things. I got a couple questions, guys. So, you know, since we're going to be a craft beer bar, I was wondering, can I use the term tap room? Or is that just for breweries that have their own tap room? I've seen a few beer bars, craft beer places that refer to themselves as a tap room. I don't know. Is that an appropriate use? So help me out with that, guys. I'm still kicking around that idea. So just not sure. Another thing I wanted to ask you guys. So my wife, years ago, bought me this shirt at Kohl's.
Yes.
It's a Miller Lite shirt. It's one of my favorite shirts. Now, I haven't had a Miller Lite in a long time. But I really love wearing that shirt to breweries and craft beer type establishments because I get some crazy looks. and some pretty feisty comments.
Dude, what are you doing?
When I walk into an establishment, a craft beer establishment, rocking my Miller Lite shirt. And you know,
I'm wearing this ironically.
At this point, I've got to be honest. Okay, I'm just doing it on purpose, just to get reaction out of people because it always works. But I was curious to see what you guys thought about that. If that's inappropriate for a craft beer person to wear that shirt, I don't know. I have fun with it. But let me know, guys. I'm running out of time. I appreciate it. Hit me up at Tap Savvy on Instagram or Untapped.
Two V's.
We'll talk to you guys later from Litchfield Park.
Whoa. Bye. Way out there, west side.
West.
Phoenix. The Goodyear. I just call it the Goodyear area.
Okay.
But so if you're a listener, get out there. You have a tap room to go to. If he's open yet, was it DC?
Thanksgiving.
So Thanksgiving, you're going back to Phoenix to visit. Go out Tap Savvy. So can a beer bar call itself a tap room?
Yes.
I don't see why not. I like it. Or tap house.
But
he's
right. How like you say tap room, you usually mean it does sort of imply a brewery's tap
on-site brewed beer.
Right.
Tap room literally just means room with alcohol.
You put tap into keg and go
room with alcohol. So technically it counts.
Mm-hmm. If he's got kegs of beer, that's a tap room. You're tapping kegs.
Rooms.
You're tapping a room.
Tapping. What would you call it otherwise? What would be beer the bar. Better alternative?
I don't know if better a alternative, but yeah, you just say I would say beer bar.
Tap Savvy Beer Bar. Mm-hmm. See, he's got tap in his name, so it almost makes sense to go tap room. Tap Savvy.
Yeah, I got a tap room out there in West Phoenix. Tap room.
You guys got any good tap rooms around here?
Take the 15.
Yeah, but if you called it the Tap Savvy Beer Bar and for some reason you decided to do wine and spirits one day, then it would be the Tap Savvy Beer Bar with wine and spirits today. Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to paint yourself into that corner.
No. But we got Tap and Cellar.
It's true.
That's a tap room.
Yeah, and they made their name appropriate for what they were going to serve.
Beer and... Well, no, but they serve other people's beer. They don't make their own beer. So it's taps, meaning beer, and cellar, meaning wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Use it. Tap room. Do it. No one's going to stop you, man.
And I say, wear the Miller Lite shirt.
Oh, yeah. And the shirt, it's fine. It's fun. Because it's fun. Because he's having fun. He's not like,
yeah.
I only drink Miller Lite.
What's your lightest beer?
What's your Miller Lite?
Hey, guys. Real quick follow-up call. After I listened to my recording, I noticed that there's an echo. This is Tap Savvy again, by the way, from Litchfield Park, west of Phoenix, Arizona.
Litchfield Park,
so just wanted to make it clear that there is an echo, and I'm not taking a crap in the bathroom, okay? I'm actually in my garage.
Well, now I'm thinking about it.
It's the only place I can have a little bit of privacy from the teenage kids in the house and the wife and the barking dogs. Just wanted to make that clear in case there was some discussion about that. Thanks, guys. Peace.
Woof, woof, woof.
See, I thought he was in the tap room.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're building it out right now.
He hadn't got everything built in there. So that's why the echo was bouncing around so much.
But
it's all right.
Now I think he's in the bathroom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Now we're all
totally
thinking
not
about
in
it.
The bathroom.
Totally not in the bathroom here, guys. That wasn't what you thought it was. Okay. There's frogs in here. Okay. Okay. So don't be cool. Okay, this is an email, but it's business. It's a request. It's not for the show. And let's continue on.
Beer!
Ooh, beer money.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling with Beer.
I'm your host, Sky91. And got a special beer for today's episode. It's one that Chew Your Beer sent me about 2.5 years ago. Wow. And I've sort of been hanging on to it. Back when he sent me Choco Tasso, I got this. It is Tioga Sequoia's Smoke Chaser Smoked Barley Wine.
You could put all the time on that you want.
12%. I'm sure Matt can tell you a lot more about it than me.
Cherrywood smoked barley wine.
It's held up good over the past 2.5 years. It's traveled with me from my apartment to my house, and finally being drinking. Still got a lot of sweetness to the taste. A little bit of that smokiness at the end, but it's nice and subtle. I'm not a big fan of smoked beers because a lot of them taste like you're drinking a campfire. So this one's nice. Still got a lot of booziness to it. Yeah, it's a good sipping barley wine. I'll be drinking this over the course of the Rangers game tonight. So really cool barley wine. Thanks, Chew, for sending me this one also. The other reason why I wanted to give you guys a call was Thursday. I'm going to go to the Untapped 9th Anniversary Party at Eli Cannon's in Milltown, Connecticut.
That's cool.
I went to the 7th Anniversary Party 2 years
ago. Hello to Greg Avola.
Greg Avola was there. Mm-hmm. He's going to be there Thursday, too, handing out swag and stuff. So I'll head up. I'll head up to him and he'll be like, hey, this guy 91, because he's going to surely remember me, of course.
Yeah. And, he's better.
Eli's has got a really cool tap list in the works for the event. Lots of Connecticut beers, like some big ones like Back East's Ice Cream Man. You have New England Brewing Company's Fuzzy Baby Ducks. They've got some collabs that Eli Cannon's did with Thomas Hooker and Stony Creek Breweries. They'll have those two on. The only ones you guys might really know is they're going to have a Firestone Walker Slow Ambic. They're going to have that on, and they're going to have Toppling Goliath's Morning Latte. So, but yeah, everything else is New England or mainly is Connecticut beers on tap. Go check that out with some friends. I'll give you guys a call either from there or soon after and let you know how it went. And, maybe try and slip in a little perfect pour mention to Greg Avola. Yes. Tell me a new Untapped podcast. Get rid of the other guys that have.
And, yeah, come on.
Make you guys the official Untapped podcast, maybe.
Show us some money.
I don't know. But, it's Sky91. And, as always, that's the bottom of the keg because the Sky91 drank it.
Damn it, Scotty.
Wrestling with beer.
Drinking all our beer again.
Yeah, come on. Have fun at the Untapped event. And let's see if we got some traditional voicemails. Those are all our emailed one. Perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And we did, by the way, if you called and you don't hear your voicemail, we did record a day early. We're really early on Friday here.
Oh yeah,
super early in the morning. So if you're like wondering what the hell, that's what happened, bro.
New York time.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Mike Montoya. Just can't win. I know I didn't call back with my Canada update, and then I missed another week of the Canada update. So I'm a little late, but thought I'd call in and let you guys know. Vancouver is pretty cool, man.
Vancouver.
It's beautiful.
So when I called you guys on October 8th, it was in the evening, and I was taking a walk down to like a liquor store called Legacy Liquors that is somewhat of like a BevMo of sorts, but I think it's kind of a one-off, but very big selection. And I made my wife stay at the Airbnb because I knew that I was going to take like a straight up hour to choose like six beers, and that's exactly what happened. And the manager was definitely annoyed with me by the time I was done because I just kept asking every little question about every beer.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure I was
getting the ones I wanted.
That's right.
But yeah, so
I posted most of them to
my my beer page on IG, Infinite Pours. But one brewery that stood out to me specifically in Vancouver while I was there goes by the name of Superflux, and they have like a Alvarado Street kind of vibe. Alvarado dropped that beer maybe a month ago called Soft Tones, if I'm not mistaken, that's what it's called. And it's like, it has these, you know, soft blue and pink kind of like design on it. And all their cans have that kind of similar vibes. And they're all kind of light hazies with real kind of light citrus notes. Nothing crazy, nothing super hop forward. And they were really good. And they were on tap everywhere I went, even if I went to like a pizza spot or a bar. They're always on tap. People had their cans everywhere. But what's kind of odd is I hit them up to, I searched them to go to their tap room, and they don't have one. And they contract brew through a beer company, a brewery called Strathcona. So I ended up going there, had one of their collabs, had Strathcona's beers, also another good brewery. Also had a few from Boombox. That was pretty good. Tap rooms all over the city. One specifically was called Alibi Room. Had an awesome flight. Yeah, overall a good trip in Vancouver. Made my way to Victoria and got some more beers there. But the one that blew me away, I went to a brewery called Il Sauvage. Less than a year old, does all specialty like sour ales. Fucking phenomenal, dude. I could not believe it. And I was talking to
Google kicked him off. 3 minute mark. Maybe he's going to keep going here. I feel like he will. I'm feeling it.
I pulled a 2 year beer. That's my bad. Hit the 3 minute mark. Yeah, I went to Il Sauvage. Fucking loved it. Super good flavor. A lot of crazy, like, I had like a guava sour that blew my mind. But yeah, I talked to the girl there, and she was chatting stuff, and I was like, oh yeah, we're from like this place called Oxnard. And she's like, oh, I've been to Oxnard. And it was fucking, it was just really random, shot the shit, really good people there, really good brewery. They had some Rare Bear bottles, like Canteon bottles all around. So she said they do bottle shares there. Unfortunately, not while I was in the city. But
for you, no.
Pretty solid. You can go to Canada and drink damn good while there. So it was a nice vacation, enjoyed all the spots, and yeah, can't wait to go back. Other than that, using my second voicemail, because I fucked up the first one, and I'm kind of catching up on episodes, so I don't really know what the fuck happened with you, but I don't know, I don't know what's going on, but Chu's boycotting the show or something like that. I hope it ends. Not the same without him. But keep up the work. Good work.
Keep up the work.
Keep it up.
We also accept keep up the work.
Keep up the work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Guys, yeah, chew your beer, because chew your beer saw somebody else, another listener to the show, got some beer from us and was like, bros, I deserve beer. Yeah. I've given you guys lots of beer. Where's my beer? And he really likes that General Sherman DDH. And so he's holding out for a case of DDH. And this is where we're at now. We're 2 weeks in. Nobody's having fun.
No fun.
It's bad for Chew. It's bad for us.
Yeah.
Bad for the listeners.
Right.
It's just a big no time fun.
But, no time fun.
We do not.
We no time fun, long time.
We don't. Yeah. If you're gonna send us beer, expect nothing. But just.
That's not the first time.
Every once in a while, we have to remind people of like, you're gonna send us beer. It's awesome. We appreciate it. Most of our beer we drink on the show is from listeners donating it, but don't expect anything back. If you get something back, it's random and it's like, whoa, that was crazy. I got beer back. This is our deal with you,
yes,
listener. The show is the show is the payment. And yeah, we would love to give beer to everyone out. Chew Your Beer would come to Fresno. I'm sure he wouldn't have any problems getting some beers that he wouldn't have to pay for.
Beers.
But he hasn't been to Fresno in a while. Well, actually, he came through a couple months ago. Never mind. Chew's doing fine.
Oops.
That is damn it, Chew. And a whole argument against you.
Hey, guys. Oh. It's Paul.
Paul.
I was going to call you earlier and give you a Moonraker parking lot report.
Yeah. Why not?
And then I was going to call you from the Business 80 in Sacramento.
Yeah.
The 80? The
Business 80? So I stopped off
at the Total Wine in Sacramento. But I didn't call you either of those times. And now I'm calling you from the comfort of my own home back in California. I just wanted to call and say that I love you guys. Thanks for having me on a couple weeks ago. And it was great to hear Fontana Jim, the Fontana Jim on the show.
The Fontana Jim.
And, yeah, that's about all she wrote for now. Oh, and I will, I promise you, I'm going to do the bumper for looking on your iPhone for something. Because you requested about it. About a good time, so I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Going to do it. Like, all right.
Cheers.
Wow. Navarro. Yes. Yes.
All right. Paul does pay attention.
Well, he doesn't have a studio he used to.
Yeah, so that's hard. You
know, it's tough.
It's hard. Tough. He's always on the road.
Makes extra work.
He's got to pull over in some vista and look out over the meadow and write the song.
Yeah. Bam, bam. Will you call me tonight? Leave me that voicemail.
Hey guys, Fontana Jim here.
Look at
calling
that.
Calling to check in. Aww. Realized that I saw a message. You guys were recording a little early, so I want to make sure I got a message in. A couple things. Went to the old metal stomping grounds up here in San Jose. Went to Taplands in Santa Clara. And I was introduced by the owner as the Fontana Jim. Wow. A guest on the Perfect Pour Beer podcast. So you guys are a little bit maybe famous in a little tiny, tiny world. So that's kind of cool. And I put a poster. Actually, I posted a picture of your guys' Perfect Pour podcast sticker on their IPA beer fridge right there in the porum.
Nice.
Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't call in and check in with a Popolo's lunch buffet parking lot report.
Oh, Popolo's.
So I did, as alluded to on last week's show, go to Popolo's for the lunch buffet.
Wow.
And I had two trips to the salad bar.
Ooh,
nice.
I can't attest that they kind of plugged up that weird space behind the salad bar that you could see from the front, so you didn't have to see the people in the kitchen. And the first time I saw that, it was kind of weird and kind of spooky looking, but that's plugged up now, so you can't see into the kitchen. Unfortunately, they have fake bacon bits. That's always a negative.
Fake bits?
In my book. And the Raisin Crazen lookout, it is raisins this go around. There were no sightings of any crazy in the salad bar. I myself had four slices of pizza out of the pizza bar itself. Pretty good, pretty tasty.
How are you still alive?
And Nick was right. That is some stout crust. That'll fill you up. Mm. But it helps if you maybe go a little heavy on the blue cheese dressing and you can sop some of that blue cheese dressing up off with the pizza bone, as we call it.
Don't use blue cheese.
Maybe
the pizza?
One other thing to note, the salad bar did have blue cheese crumbles. That's another bonus on salad
Jen's
bars
a big
in my
blue
book.
Cheese guy.
The pizzas themselves, I did not see any pineapple in the three pizzas. There was one plain cheese pizza, one
nobody
pepperoni,
wants that.
And then one was like sausage and Canadian bacon and kind of a meat lover type of deal. They're all pretty tasty. I did not have the solamente cheese because, well, I get that when my kids order a friggin' pizza and I gotta eat their pizza. So, all in all, I will give the Popolo's lunch special, which included a fountain drink, by the way.
Oh, all right.
Okay, hey, thumbs up. And a recommend.
Up. Oh, that's
right. And as always, keep up the good work, guys.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the
Edward Cass. Thanks, everyone, wow. for all the things and the stuff Thumbs and the calls.
Populous.
559-492-0542 or perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
What are we doing? What are we drinking here? We got any new beers yet?
I got a stout happening.
Oh.
Shit tickles.
Stout.
Yeah. It's
That's great. Good for you guys.
Do you need a beer? Is that what you're saying?
You didn't want to drink this. Okay, you're like, I have work in the morning.
No, I can't get wasted. I drank it. It's good beer. It's good stout.
Looking out for ciders.
This sounds like an inside job, Mikey.
Oh.
Sounds like an inside job. Inside job.
I don't see that one.
This one, the crickets are back.
Ah, I see it.
Nice. And that was Fridge Mike making its first.
Oh, hey, look at that.
What do we got here?
I got the hint, guys. I got it.
I love gold.
New beer. What do we got, Matt?
When you walk into Whole Foods in Fresno.
Yeah.
Shit tickles.
When you go around to the main entrance, because the other entrance is
still broken.
And you look for a Santa Rosa brewery, what do you see?
Santa Rosa. You see a Blind Pig. You see Happy Hops.
But you don't see Hen House.
Nope.
So when I was in Oakland, there was a Whole Foods walking distance from the hotel. So I walked there, and the hop bar is right next to the beer aisle. It's like they share the same,
like
36 inches between each other. And I turn around, and there was a Hen House on the shelf. It was a 4-pack. So I was like, all right, heck yeah.
I'm not a Hen House and a...
Why, heavens, yes.
Even though you're more than 3/4 of the way to Santa Rosa, it was still on the opposite side of what we were planning on doing. So
I see you.
To have it at the Whole Foods and for it to be less than 30 days old.
Ooh.
Inside job, it's got Simcoe and Eldorado. Eldorado? Oops.
So I've already enjoyed 3 of these 4 cans.
Oops. I used my big glass. Cheers.
Cheers.
Salud, chin chin.
So good.
That's good beer. Good job, Hen House. That's a great beer. I'm really into it.
Smooth move, X-Lax.
Smooth move, X-Lax. Matt, what are you looking out for?
Not a whole lot.
Oh, boo. Wow.
I was kind of checking the social media.
You're in this Bay Area having all the beers. You didn't even look out for anything.
I mean, I got a new brewery from Oakland that I never heard of. I got some Hen House. I had Cellar Maker. I mean, I had Drake's, 21st Amendment. So I was like, what more could I want?
Right.
Stout season.
I mean, I would have, we were trying to go to Faction, but we ended up not having time for that. But
what?
We can find Faction in town.
Yeah, true.
So,
true.
Penske I can find it. Hey, I'm not going over there. Well, come on in. Check us out. No, I can get that in Fresno. Fuck off. Faction.
No, we would have made it to Faction, but they told us that there was a hole in the fence to get to 21st Amendment, and we knew 21st Amendment had food, so we just played it safe
food.
And went there.
Spoon!
So, you don't need to look out for anything.
I got it all this week.
Got it all.
Still drunk from last week.
Yep. Nick, what are you looking out for?
Hey, you know, I'm looking out for the whole reason I was excited we were getting a Tola wine they carried Great Divide.
Hazies.
Oh. Hazies. They carried the hazies.
Hazy. They got the hazies.
Point. Can I help you, sir? Yes. Where's your hazy section?
Hazy aisles.
Hazy Isles. Isles of Haze. Yep.
For you thought we were going to get a Great Divide?
I thought we would have Great Divide.
Mm-hmm.
Every Total Wine I've been in has Great Divide. Except for this one. So I'm still looking out for some new Yeti, please.
You hear that, Total Wine?
Yeah.
He needs a Yeti for his Yeti.
No Avery. No Great Divide. Avery.
Didn't something happen with Avery?
Did they die?
I don't know.
Oh.
Something happened.
My condolences. Let's look at the Wall of Fame and see what else we're missing.
Oh.
That would be Total Wine purchases.
There's some old stuff on there now.
Yeah. Well, Oscar Blues used to be Total Wine, but now we get that.
Now we get it.
Let's see. Nothing jumps out at me as being a...
The one what was that? The one that Total Wine does do good with that you usually can't see anywhere else. Is that Southern California one? What is that one?
I got to put on my own.
Novo Brazil.
Oh, Novo Brazil. Yeah.
That's like one of the few that Total Wine has that you can't usually don't see it somewhere else.
Yeah. That's a good one.
And it's a good beer.
Cigar City used to be exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're kind of regular now, right? Allies everywhere.
Super regular.
Regular. What about New Galarius?
New Galarius.
That seems like a Total Wine purchase.
Well, I mean, you can get that in the grocery store. Although, really? It doesn't seem as prevalent anymore.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah, New Galarius does seem to be pulled back a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah.
Weird. That was the Spotted Cow one, right?
Yeah. Maybe you're right. Maybe it is the only place you can get that.
So, yeah. Our Total Wine. Sucking.
Sucks. Sucks, man.
Sucks.
All the action is over on the liquor and wine side.
Mm-hmm.
You get over in that corner, the dark corner where the beer is. It's just like, just depressing. Everyone's depressed.
Yeah. And then they go and do a reset, and you're like, what?
Yeah,
but it used to be there, now it's here.
And all the IPAs then, from last year.
Yeah, clear these out, please, Clarence.
Oh, what else? What else are you looking
at? Oh, I am looking out for a Utopias. One of these days.
Yep. One day we'll have it.
One day we'll have you.
One day I have this. That's it.
Well, I can't believe you didn't mention Sierra Nevada Celebration Ale.
Son of a...
Hitting the shelves.
Okay, yes, you're right.
Celebration. That means it's a holidays if Celebration is out.
Come on.
You gonna get that 12 pack?
No.
No?
Going to Costco, get the 24 pack.
Oh! I haven't seen it in cans. Are they going to be in cans?
Wow, that would be awesome.
I didn't see any cans.
No, it's usually bottles.
I saw, the picture Sierra Nevada put up was 12-pack bottles.
Yeah. Ooh, yes. A case of Celebration, please.
Yeah. Man. Looks like it's just going to be bottles again, but you know, whatever.
Oh, well.
Celebration. The good thing about Celebration is it lasts the next few months. It's good for the next few months.
Stay sharp.
I don't know. I wonder if they make new batches of it later. Like,
you think there's a second round?
Like, you think there's another round? I don't know. I'm just asking.
Oh,
you think it's all made at once, and then like a Celebration 12 pack I buy in mid December, is that the same 12 pack that I'm seeing coming out right now?
No, I think you're right. I think they would do a second run.
If anybody knows. Leave us some sort of communique in between this and the next show. We'll see if they actually make different batches.
It's when it gets to March and it's still on.
Oh, no.
It's when it worries me.
After New Year's is the last.
There's no more celebrating.
Yeah, no more celebrating. After New Year's, you're done with Celebration now.
Please move on to hazy
season.
When you start looking at Super Bowl beers.
Session season never happened this year, right?
Didn't seem like it.
Okay.
Not to me.
That's over. We're all hazed now.
Here's one that this is a slash can art slash beer name slash sounds like a good beer anyway. Humble Sea Brewing, Who Let the Fogs Out? Foggy IPA.
Just shaking my head.
Who?
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 Who let the fogs out?
Who?
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 It's not a collab beer.
Fuck you, Humble Sea.
They made, hey, you're going to feel real bad now.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you why this beer is made.
Okay.
This is a fundraiser that Fieldwork puts on that supports the Berkeley Humane Society, okay?
Oh.
Now I feel bad, huh?
Yeah.
This beer helps support Berkeley Humane Society.
Adopt a fog today?
Yes. By the way, the Bay Area doesn't need any help with their Humane Society. We need help with ours. Like, producer Becky's told me how in Marin, like, their shelters have, like, so low amount of animals that they actually come to Madeira to get to pick up animals from the Madeira shelter so that they have animals in their shelter
to adopt.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm sure the I mean, this is good. It's a great cause. It's I'm not saying not to give to the Berkeley Humane Society. I'm just saying there's probably ones that need more help than the Berkeley one.
Yeah. Their dogs are two beds per dog, and
they got like three wide spaces.
Yeah,
like whee. But no, it's a cool can too. It's got all kinds of it's got all kinds of little dog pictures, animated drawing style dog pictures. I want the can too.
I want the can.
Here's another one. This is a. Can art and just name and fun. Another Bay Area brewer, cellar maker called, and this is a collab with, I guess, a pizza place that's opening up maybe called Slice.
Ooh.
Board of Crusties.
Yes. Yes.
It's a New England IPA.
I like your puns, sir.
Yeah. It's good can art.
That's a good one.
And that's all I need to know. Those are some beers I'm looking out.
No Kong from Barrel House?
Kong.
What?
Oh.
Intellectual Pooperty posted this week.
Oh, I didn't see it. Barrel House made Intellectual Pooperty?
Yeah. Yeah, I was shocked. Intellectual Pooperty. Kong. So it is a Barrel House Brewing Company, and it features the artwork of the popular 80s Atari game.
Ah.
Donkey Kong.
Yeah, I want that.
Double.
That's an odd for Barrel House.
Double hazy.
That's a very odd
IPA.
I've never heard of Barrel House do something like that with their labeling. They always just use
I guess Donkey Kong's Nintendo? I thought it was Atari.
Nah, yeah. It's Nintendo.
Okay, whatever.
Beep, 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 boo.
So there you go. Double haze. Double your pleasure. Double your fun.
Oh, I can have more of the hen house? Sure. Ooh, Matt. What the hell are you drinking this week, dude? What the hell, man?
Went bowling the other night, so I was drinking some Luponic Distortions.
Bolero. Mm-hmm.
God. Einstock's Icelandic Porter.
Oh,
a couple of those.
Look at that. That Einstock's been hot beer the past couple weeks on the show.
It's getting hot.
It's a good beer.
Mm.
Modestly priced porter.
Nelson's Odyssey. That was a good beer. When I was at Jupiter last week, they had XPH, was an extra hoppy pale. From Fort Point, I enjoyed their KSA, which is a Kolsch-style ale. Hop Concept, they had one called, think it was called Good and Fresh, or it might have been Mother Earth. One of the two. Still a good beer. There was a hazy from Central Coast on draft at Goldstein's. I can't figure out what the name was.
Wow.
But yeah. I saw it. I got it. It was intense. And then on the way back from the coast, from the Bay Area, stopped by Dust Bowl Brewing for lunch and had a Dirty 30s pale.
Mm-hmm.
So all good things, all beer, all awesome.
Yeah. It's a cool place, that Dust Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Big. Real big.
It's real. It's huge.
Yes. Yes. One of the biggest breweries in Central California, a lot of people told me.
So that's
all right. It. That's how you caught you. People caught you drinking. Nick, did anyone catch you drinking things this week?
No.
Oh, just your closet drinking.
Well, nobody caught me.
You're in your closet the whole time.
Yeah, I was drinking Happy Hops. Russian River.
Yeah.
Happy Hops.
Yeah, Russian River beer.
Yeah.
You know.
Got to support. Make sure they don't get stale.
Yeah.
I had a new one from Fearstone Walker, Old Man
Fearstone
Hatton.
I saw that beer and I was like, that just sounds like a complete mess.
Yes,
a beer trying to mimic a Manhattan
cocktail. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That's an idea.
It's a great idea. Wonderful. I had it.
won't
have it again. Had high hopes. I was like, eh, this might be good.
I like Manhattans. I like beer. Yeah. It should work, right?
It's great.
No.
Nope. No thanks. And I had while at Whole Foods in the singles section, they had the Peroni Lager. So I bought one of those for old times.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice.
Heritage beer. All right.
You mix in a lager every now and then. I hear that's what
that's what the cool kids doing this year. Lager year of the lager pilsner.
Yeah. There you go.
It's only way you can be cool.
Well, I did do a inadvertently did a thorough good.
You drank alone?
No. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
One beer.
Yeah.
What was your beer with that bourbon and scotch?
I had a Port Nelson & Nelson.
Okay.
Talisker.
Okay. Did you get it from Fig Tree or did you get it from the market?
The market.
Okay.
Market.
Thank you.
Yeah, some Talisker and some Woodford Reserve.
Woodford.
That was my Friday night.
Reserve. Yeah. It's quite a Friday.
Uh-huh.
Personal Beer Fest.
I was like, hey, look at that.
Money,
look what I did.
Very fast.
Hey, look what I did.
That's great. Hey,
dogs, come here. Look what I did.
Look. Boxers, look.
Hey. I'm drinking.
I'm really cool.
Yeah. They didn't care.
What?
It was a treat already, asshole.
You're not giving us a treat, just so you know. I don't know if you're aware or not, but you're not giving us a treat. So, I did complain to management right now.
Uh-huh. Mom, he's being mean.
Whoa. I updated my Untappd.
Oh, man.
There's a thing now on your main screen where, your personal screen where you click, your person logo.
Okay.
It gives you, under your photos, the next thing is beers.
Uh-huh.
And it gives you your average rating for things.
Ooh. I see that.
It breaks down all your averages.
Uh-huh. I have this. Mine must have updated.
My average rating
beers.
Of beers on Untappd.
Okay.
3.95.
Ooh. We are not far apart, sir.
What's yours say?
We are not that far apart. 3.92.
Oh, wow. So you rate them a little
I'm a little harsher apparently. Must be all those hazies in there.
You're like, fuck this, not my style.
Not my style.
2.0.
Too many not my styles.
2.0.
Yeah, I gotta get away from rating everything a 4, I think. Doing too many 4s.
Too many 4s.
I don't have anything, because it breaks down, you know, how many you put in this certain category, like the low and the high. I have nothing until 2.0. Looks like 2.0. In the above 2.0. So I've never rated anything below 2.
Wow.
Ooh. Let's see what did this week. Dorktown or Mikey Top Pour on tap.
There's
Nick is the Nick 80.
Yes.
And Matt is Bearded Brewer 87 on there.
So there's 20 ratings. You could have right now as a standard regular Untapped user, mm-hmm. I have quarter percentages.
Oh, so you can do quarter percentages so as a regular guy.
0.25 is the lowest I can go.
Okay.
So 2.55751, 1.25, 1.5, and carries on till 5. So the lowest I could go is a 0.25.
All right.
I do not have the 0.1 designation.
Well, you gotta be donor, bro.
Yeah.
Donate. I had it from El Segundo Brewing, Dad Hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good one.
This is all right. Good. I gave this one
a good three. One. Good one. Woo!
A 3.5. Oh. I actually went below 4.
Wow.
Look at me. I went to a event in downtown Fresno.
Uh-huh.
It was a Fulton Street party.
Ooh.
Although one faction was billing it as a food truck party.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a Fulton Street party.
Okay.
And
second anniversary of the street opening, right?
Like, yeah, it went on. I didn't even go all the way down Fulton because it started getting, you know, rickety down there. Let's turn back. It's going to get rickety.
Wow.
No, but there was, of course, Tioga and Zach's, but they had the down further down the Fulton, they had the 411, they had the Grayview.
Wow.
They had the...
Were these pop-ups or were they...
Yeah, okay. The tents.
Oh, like a beer garden.
Yeah, kind of. Well, the whole thing was a beer garden. You just walk around with your beer.
What?
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
It'd be cool. And they had the Inserati. So that was cool. Just Reggie and I hung out those tents. Had Illuminatus from Inserati. Had Grayview for the first time. Had my first Grayview beer.
Oh, there you go.
Their Mosaic IPA. Nice beer. Uh huh. While we were down there, the Zacks took a break from their brewery.
Wow.
Steven and Gelp, they came down and said hi. And then they went back. They did the industry thing and then went back behind the tents.
Ooh.
And then we're like making fun. We're like, oh, industry. Wow. Ooh. And like, I think they're with the Gravy guy. And I don't think the Gravy guy knows us or knows anything about
the
our
podcast.
Sense of humor or anything.
Right.
And we're like, originally, like, oh, wow, industry. Yeah. I see you back there having your beers. And they're just like, and the Gravy guy's like, what's going on? Why are those guys doing that?
Who are these dickholes over here?
Yeah. They're not supposed to point out we're getting industry beers back here. Wow. So, yeah, the whole industry behind the tent.
Behind
the industry thing. I had to make fun of them for that.
Nice. Good job. Yeah. You're doing the Lord's work.
Yeah. Then went back down to Tioga. Had a DDH and choose name. Basically just a rabbit and choose face. Yeah, I'm on a DDH.
Is that what you're doing?
It's good. And went over to Zach's. Poor Kayleen was just there by herself.
Oh, man.
Running the stuff.
Wow.
And enjoyed the taco, their taco place. Because it was, you know, everything was packed out there.
Yeah.
And then we'd go over to Zach's and their taco truck's just empty. They're just waiting for somebody to walk up. Reggie and I... And my scale felt this for a couple days.
Uh-oh.
We had 8 tacos each.
Oh, my God.
we got four tacos and we like had those and like about 2 minutes after having those, we're like, man, I could go for some tacos right now. Like, yeah, I could too.
Holy shit.
We each got four more.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, man. I had eight tacos.
What was your topping?
Oh, nothing. Oh, just salsa.
Just salsa.
I like to keep it clean.
All right.
I don't like all that bullshit. I just like salsa and lime.
Yeah.
And boom, and I'm done.
Asada?
Yep, asada tacos.
All right.
So I had eight asada tacos. I could have had four more. I mean, jeez, what's wrong with me? Maybe everything's right.
Made it a dozen. No problems.
Yep. And I had that mix pack from Sierra Nevada.
Ooh.
The sampler.
The sampler.
Still got some of that. Had the torpedo off of that. And
there you go.
Three weight. The session out of that one is called three weight. Wow. It's a fishing reference.
Okay.
So that's all them make caught the drinkins.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This cheers has brought you honoring on progress.
Yeah. Apparently. It's gone the way of guys.
Guys. Have some cheers.
Cheers out to Loyo, Jen, and even Tim Decker. Even though I didn't get to see him in Oakland, I saw him in Fresno for a minute.
Did you get to see Loyo?
Yeah. Hung out with her at Drake's. Okay. Yeah.
I felt like she wasn't there because I didn't see any activity about that. So I was like, well, I guess she must not have been.
Some moments you live in the moment.
Oh, if it's not on social media, it didn't happen, did it?
So. But yeah, cheers out to all those folks. It was good to see you all and to be in your neck of the woods. So
I'd like to go there someday.
What?
Well, do it.
Yeah, just
there's a train.
There's a car. You have a car. Go take it.
You could take the
drive
train.
Drive it. Oh yeah, take the Amtrak.
Take the 805 Ranger.
I took the Amtrak north on the San Joaquin. Sawakide.
Ooh, just don't go to Sacramento. There's that weird bus portion you got to do.
Oh, or that's what you got to do when you Bakersfield to L.A.
Yeah.
You got to go to Bakersfield, then you got to get on a bus.
A bus.
And drive to L.A.
Here's a bus for
go
you.
Go with
a
grapevine. Sucks ass. Any more cheers, Matt?
I said them all.
All right.
Quit trying to stretch this out.
More cheers, man. Cheers different things.
Other things.
Nick, do you have some cheers?
Cheers to Corey Bostwick.
Corey.
New follower on the social media. And Tap Savvy. Thanks for the voicemail. Mm-hmm. And the Apple reviews. iTunes reviews.
Nice. Cheers to the Golden Gods.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think of them?
Uh-huh.
Those are like cool them. People. They give us the money every month. Mm-hmm. We take it in and we go.
We need the money, we launder
it, and then we do stuff with it.
Maybe we could talk to a crack dealer on how to launder money.
Yeah. So... those Golden Gods, man, very cool people, donate money to us every month. Patreon.com/perfectpour if you want to see what the hell is going on there. Thank you guys. Thank you, Golden Gods, for all you do. Keep the show running. No matter what's happening, still keep the show. The lights stay on because of the Golden Gods. And if you want to be one, you get the little extra show every week. You get like bonus track every week. If you like bonus tracks, you'll love being a Golden God.
Yeah.
I cheers to, you know, we've talked about Untap a lot. This cheers to 9 years of Untap. Untap's been, had 9 years
wow.
being Untap.
Wait, nine?
I know. It seems like more than shouldn't be that long. I think they're wrong.
Wow. I didn't been around that know years. Untap was around longer than us.
I know. I felt like, wait. They weren't around before us, right? No.
Nope.
They were.
Oh, boy.
Cheers to the new NBA season.
Why?
I'm saying the Suns are going to make the A spot. No. My Phoenix Suns making the A spot, guys.
Are you going to fantasy basketball, too?
I thought about it. Jesus. If I would have done it sooner, I would have gotten the listeners to do a fantasy basketball league, but... It's not really too late, but it is too late.
Also, if you go to your profile page and Untapped, it tells you when you joined. So it was October 28th, 2012, which would have been before this show.
Ooh. So
using it before the show, that was the thing.
Yeah. Look at us. Or look at you, anyway.
Which that means in...
Oh, yeah. I joined...
In 4 days
six days. What was your date you joined?
October 28th.
Of what?
What 2012.
Year? Oh, I joined April 22nd, 2012. So,
wow.
Yeah. It means I'm geekier than you.
Geek.
Geek. What a geek. Just cheers to everyone that shares the show, talks with us during the week, in between shows on social medias. Really appreciate it. And pumps up the show, helps promote the show for us. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it all. Cheers to you. PerfectPortPod.com. If you want all the information on the things, we have a glossary there. If you're like confused in references.
Do we have any updates?
No updates. No.
Okay.
Reps. If you want to be a rep of the show, if you're in the town, you're like, I would be a person that a go-to person for my town for a Perfect Pour listener that wants to know what's the best place to go get a beer, to go buy a beer, whatever. I can do that for my town for a Perfect Pour listener. Then you can be a show rep. So check the rep space, perfectpourpod.com/reps and see if there's already a rep. And if you're going to that town, you can communicate with the rep. And if there isn't one in your town, you can be our rep. Cool. It's very rewarding.
Yes.
Very self-rewarding.
There have been some grand get-its.
Oh, yeah. You can, if you feel like being a part of a get-it, you can. If you're not, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. You just tell them, like, go to this place. I'm not going to go. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Whenever someone comes to Fresno, I'm like, oh, yeah, go to this place. You're not going to see me there, but you should go.
Yeah. You know, I got to work and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to go walk around my house and stuff.
Yeah.
Look important. Look like I'm doing something.
I'm sanding.
Yeah, I got to go look like if my wife walks in, look like I'm doing something in the house. That's my whole setup.
Oh, hey, friend.
Like, I'm cleaning this, son. I've been in here cleaning for a while. Oh, thanks. Yeah. You're welcome.
Cleaning hard.
Pretty great. Pretty great husband. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. Have a great week. Be safe.
Uh-huh.
Have fun.
Okay.
But check dates.
Oh. Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Pro tip.